In the book of 1 Thessalonians, Paul wrote, "Pray without ceasing." When we study the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, we find that he was definitely a man of prayer, often alone with God the Father, supplicating for the needs of others. He prayed for the people of Jerusalem. "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem," he cried, "how often would I have gathered thee as a hen doth gather her chicks, but ye would not." And those of us who have been born again through putting our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, those of us who have become Christians through the new birth, and according to Acts 2, have been added unto the church daily, those such as are being saved, we, like Paul, need to pray. And we are exhorted by Paul and others to be prayerful, to be concerned. I'd like to suggest to you some things about which you can pray. For example, you can pray for any need, length of life, as did Hezekiah. You can pray for help, as David did. For rain, as Elijah. For a son, even as Hannah did. And for grace, as did the Apostle Paul. Not only can you pray for any need, you can pray anywhere. You don't have to be in a church building. You can pray in the deep, as did Jonah. You can pray on the housetop, as did Peter. You can pray on your bed, as again did Hezekiah. You can pray on the mountain, as did our Lord Jesus Christ, or in the wilderness, as Hagar. In the street, as Jairus. In the cave, as David. Or on the cross, as did a dying thief. Not only can you pray for any need and anywhere, but you can pray just anyhow. For example, short as Peter and the publican, long as Moses at the consecration of the tabernacle, or Solomon at the dedication of the temple. You can pray in silence as Hannah at the temple, or in secret thoughts as Nehemiah before Darius the king. You can pray aloud as did that Syrophoenician woman, or in tears as Magdalene, in groans or songs as did David. Praise God, you can also pray any time. In the morning, as did David. Morning, noon, and night, as with Daniel. Midnight, as Paul and Silas. In childhood, as Samuel. In youth, as Timothy. In manhood, as the centurion. In age, as Simeon. In sickness, as Job. In death, as Jacob and our Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to ask you today, first of all, I'll ask of those of you who are Christians. Friend of mine, do you take the injunction of the Apostle Paul and pray without ceasing? That is, are you always in a position and a condition and in an attitude of prayer, calling upon, supplicating, praising God? Just count your many blessings. Name them one by one. See what God has done. And my, how long it will take you to praise Him for His goodness, for His mercy, for His grace. True Christian friend, lift up your eyes and look upon the fields white already under the harvest. And my, the laborers are few. They were in the days of our Lord Jesus. They are still few by comparison today. But also, let me ask those listening today who know not the living man in the glory of the Lord Jesus. How can you pray to Him? How can you talk intimately with someone you don't know? How can you call upon one whose person, whose work, whose redemption, whose salvation you have neglected and rejected and refused? Might I bid you today, in the words of the Lord Jesus, He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest." Would you today cry out in prayer, "Oh God, I am a guilty sinner. I may be a religious sinner, a moral sinner, or an out-and-out sinner, but Lord, I'm a sinner. And today I'll take the sinner Savior. I'll receive Christ as my Savior." Friend of mine, when you do that, He has for you the gift of eternal life. Do it today. He'll bless you for it. Amen.